Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too. Hey y'all, let's hop into the Dank and Diddly Hot Box.
I'm your host, Reese.
And I'm Ace.
And today we have a really good friend of mine, an amazing filmmaker, photographer, horror film, music, new metal expert, all of that, here to talk about his recently released short film, Ivanka the Baby Snatcher. Danny, welcome to the show, aka The Horror Kid.
Hey, hi guys. Thank you for having me.
Of course, we're so excited. So be sure to like shout out where everyone can find you, like your website, Instagram, whatever you want to plug. Go ahead.
Well, thehorrorkid.com is. So if you want to book me, you can go there. Yeah. I'll fly if the price is right, but funny. You could go to my YouTube, type in Ivanka the Baby Snatcher, just like the film and subscribe, and I will love you eternally.
We're gonna spark up our joint. We have the rest of our lollipop. Oh, this is strange.
Lollipop OG.
I'm gonna spark my second joint. My first one.
And what are you smoking, Danny?
Some wedding cake. And I got mixed some hash in here. And I don't know what strain that hash is, though. But that hash is really hitting.
Fine.
Having me a good little night.
So, of course, right off the bat, we're going to give you a little how did you get into horror? How did you get into filmmaking? So audience can get to know you a little bit better.
Right. I didn't even know we were getting to all those questions, but okay. Well, I got into horror. I don't even know when. I've been into horror since I was like literally 5. I shit you not. The first story I ever wrote was called Demons. And it was actually kind of stolen from Jack Frost.
Love it.
You know how the film starts with, I guess there's like he's in prison or whatever. He's like in a fucking prison truck. Yeah. And they're transporting him to the prison. And then The truck spills into like a lake or something. I haven't seen it in a minute, but I know
In
the beginning he turns into the snowman in like a weird ass way. Like it's like some weird shit. I remember taking from that and writing a story called Demons. And like, I don't know why my mom had me watching that. She always had us watching inappropriate stuff from my grandfather.
Same. That was my mom too. No.
And I took from that and I kind of low-key reused that and made it like a story about like just regular people falling into like a bad of something and they turned into demons, but it was bullshit. I was literally 6. But I've always been into writing, honestly. I've literally won my first award like the first year for a story I wrote about my cat. It was featured in the and we won like a week's worth of cat food and $100.
That's so cool.
From there, I remember I watched Jeepers Creepers and Dawn of the Dead with my grandfather. I threw up when I was watching both films, like because I was so scary. And they'll all tell
Jeepers
you like
Creepers too. Like, oh, fuck me,
it was the first one. And I'll tell you, like, I've always been like a scaredy cat. And I've always said that I wanted to create films, but they've never believed me up until I guess I went to college and I actually started to do it. Yeah. They always tell me it was a joke, yada, yada, yada. And when I was 12, by the grace of God, I won a fucking raffle at my middle school for a MacBook. And then I already had a camera. And I really, really started working then. And it was just up since then. And I was like a dork on the big white computer box watching like all the fucking videos of like, you know, me watching like Tarantino and Scorsese. Like I was watching, oh my God, I was so deep into like filmmaking and this shit, like a pretentious dork. I went through all the eras. Like I was the kid who had bad taste. I was the kid who had like the critically acclaimed, like pretentious motherfucker. Like I've really been there, done that. Like I'm just so still motivated about all of it. and I still love doing what I do. Like, and nothing's ever going to take that away from me. That's why I've called myself the horror kid. It's not like I'm the horror kid. It's more so what I wanted to represent. Because sooner or later, you know how like James Wan has, I was about to say Monkey Paw. He has Atomic Monsters.
Yeah.
Monkey Paw is Jordan Peele. My husband, don't know why I'm tweaking on that. But the horror kid is going to be mine. And there's a lot behind it else that I want to do that I'm not going to go into depth about. But it's like kid just represents youth, like a youthful state of mind. And then it's horror. Like, because to me, my passion for horror, like it's really ambitionless. Like it doesn't end. You know what I mean? So it's always fresh in my head. So I just, the horror kid, it's kind of a symbol for anybody who else feels similar.
I think it kind of goes against the whole notion that children can't get out of the horror, because they can. There is children's horror all over. Like, there's ways to integrate that into childhood. And it's always, even I would argue that like things like Pinocchio and Wizard of Oz have horror elements. Mm-hmm. So even when you're giving, like, even the scene in like Snow White where she's running through the woods, like with all the eyes and the things coming at her, like there's horror in everything. So I think
that's true.
I love it.
If you're like me, or I'm not sure when you got into horror, and you do it at a young age.
Yeah.
And when you like have those experiences, like me physically vomiting because I'm so fucking scared of I was scared of Jeepers Creepers. Like that kind of gives you sense of nostalgia, you know what I mean? Like, I'm never gonna forget that.
You're never gonna feel that again, but like, you knew what it felt like,
right?
Yeah, I saw a Monster House in theaters like 2006. I was in there, like, like my dad also was the one. Well, I guess it was both my parents. They did not ever show us age appropriate things.
Same.
So, like, my dad took us to see Salt, he was the one who took us to see,
really.
Monster House, yeah. He showed us Resident Evil and Blade and all those. My mom's side of the family showed us Chucky, like all of that. Like, we,
you know,
have never not been at work.
My viewing experience for Blade was so like, I, and like, oh my god, I'm getting so like, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. I have too much passion in my body. Like,
yeah, literally
pours out.
Let it out. That's what we're here for.
When I saw Blade, it was the cutest like experience ever. It was on DVD, and I'm not, what year was Blade released actually? Because I'm not even sure why I saw it on DVD. I know I was young, but my grandfather was like, I think he said we're gonna have a field trip there or something like that. But he like walked us out of the house and then out of the front room, and then he had my grandmother bring in, or my step-grandmother bring in ice cream and like set up this whole little cute thing in the front room. Then he just walked us around. We were young, like maybe 7 or 8, and it was me, my cousin, and my brother. And he walked us around the back, like the front of the house to the back, and brought us into the back porch and then up the stairs and back into the kitchen or in the living room. And we saw like it was ice cream and all this other like candy and stuff. And then he had on the, because my grandfather, he's, which is why I love entertainment systems, like with nice receivers and towers and like the theatrical experience, it's because of him. Mm-hmm. And he had all of that. And he like made it like a little cozy movie theater for us. And that was my first time ever seeing Blade. So like, imagine me seeing Blade, like, of course I'm gonna be on Twitter, 5 stars, all, you know, like experiences like that, like, that I'm never gonna be able to let go of.
Exactly. That's why we did Little Otick, because that was one of the most nostalgic horror movies for me.
Really? What movie?
That was Little Otick. The Czechoslovakian movie about this couple who wants a baby so badly that they hallucinate a stump is their child. Well, the wife hallucinates. So the stump is their child, and then it comes alive and starts eating people. So
what?
That was like one of the first movies. My mom like bought it at an estate sale because she always fed our like love of horror. And she literally apologized to us when it was over because we were so scared. I had to sleep with the light on, like, because my chandelier looked like the thing in my child brain. Like, yeah, so horror.
That's crazy. Sleep with the lights on. I was that child too. shit, what is the movie about, the killer Tooth Fairy or whatever? I think it's Darkness Falls.
Yeah, we just watched it.
Darkness Falls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I had my mom asking to leave the lights on because, you know, she came only, you know, doesn't it open with the scene where I think it's a girl or a guy? Man, there's so many films, like, I'm going off a memory from childhood. It's weird. I think someone was in the bathroom. I know that that's how the film starts, and they run to the bathroom because oh, it was a kid, I believe. And she kills the mom or someone. They lock themselves in there until it's daytime because the tooth fairy, whatever the fuck, can only touch you in the darkness.
Right.
Like, yeah, I need to revisit that.
I don't know why my brain is automatically going to dead silence.
I'm going to lights out.
No, that's what I was thinking the whole time. Ghosts, lights out?
Yeah. Dawn of the Dead and Jeepers Creepers. Like, I was scared of all those. Primarily, those all made me throw up.
I never heard somebody get so scared that they throw up. I was doing that.
I remember, and then my dumbass cousin held up a fucking pillow, a white pillow.
Why?
And my grandfather got mad at me. I'm like, bro. You know how black fucking parents are so just assholes. He tells me, he's like, take your ass upstairs right now and go to bed. By myself.
While I'm scared.
It's just going to happen again.
Exactly.
Like, in the flesh. I was so scared. I have never been scared that scared in my life. I remember I had a bunk bed. All I was scared. I was like just waiting for them to go to bed. Like, did not go to sleep until like my brother and my cousin came in there. I hated going over to my grandfather's house. He was so mean. Why are you showing us this shit? And then you're like,
for his own entertainment, because that's what my dad did. He showed us Creepshow for his own entertainment. And I had only ever remember the first installment of that and never could remember what came after it. And then we watched it like a few months ago and I can't watch that. Like the second installment is, I'm literally already itching. Like it's my like worst fear, like to imagine things growing inside of you. Like that shit bothers me. So clearly, like, I blacked out as a child when I saw that and just couldn't remember the rest of the movie.
Yeah. I'm dead. Came rushing back.
No, I couldn't. I literally had to leave.
Wait, speaking of freaky films about, like, parasites and shit, have you ever seen the film Bug?
Mm-mm.
It came out in, the 2000s. My mom took me to see it in theaters, and it was... I need to revisit it, but I know I didn't like it when I was young. But about basically this weird couple, and I think his name's Shannon Michael or Michael Shannon is in it. And they're in, like, they literally just start to hallucinate about bugs being all over them and stuff like that. It's a really fucking weird movie.
Crystal meth.
Exactly.
Did you want to tell us a little bit about Ivanka the Baby Snatcher? Like, what inspired you, your process?
Funny story. So there's a universe that's already written. It's a trilogy called the Death Wish trilogy. Chaos, which is next, was supposed to be first. Even though Chaos is the second film in the whole trilogy, it's a mess. But well, it's not a mess. The way I handle like timelines, it's not complicated. I don't know. I just believe in telling stories in a certain manner, and necessarily it doesn't have to be linear. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. I think this all explains itself when it's all said and done and chatting out. But
love it.
Ivanka, I wrote that because Chaos, the actor that I was supposed to shoot that with, he moved to fucking New York, which we're still friends. And I'm considering flying him back out here to finish it, to shoot it now. But when he moved, I just literally needed something else to shoot. And that's why Ivanka came about. And I wrote it. I was kind of inspired by Candyman, obviously, as you can tell. But I've always wanted to do like an urban legend type thing. And she was never meant to be like a part of the universe. But now I'm kind of considering it. I don't know. But it was just supposed to be like, because I've written so many stories. It was just supposed to be like something that I could rent cinema equipment and shoot it on. You know what I mean? Because I've never messed with cinema cameras. I've always used like a Micro Four Thirds or DSLRs. I've shot around cinema cameras, but I can't operate it because I'm not the fucking DP on set. Like, I'm, but now having that experience is really fun because come January, I'm going to buy my own cinema camera and really proud of myself. And that's really how Ivanka came about. It was like a random story. The page only 10 minutes because the guy couldn't do Chaos. I was like, I need something really simple, really quick that we could do in one environment. You know, I didn't want to change the setting at all. I just knew I wanted to be one continuous story, something like quick and really visually that could be nice. And I think it was, the location was downtown Chicago, shot on Dearborn. It was supposed to have a fog machine and a big red light, but the lady, she flaked the day of, which I was literally like, I didn't care. I'm just like, okay. Cause like I said, like the whole, and when Megan funded it, that was random too. Like all of this support is like not expected. So I was like, it's already doing what it's gonna do. Whatever. I mean, a fog machine would have been nice, and that light, that would have been really great. But especially the fog machine, you know, because that's why it was showing like her legs when Deja was walking at that one part, and when she was coming out of the bathroom. I was just imagining how much more effective that would have been, but it's okay.
It still looks amazing. Deja, they're really good actresses.
They didn't eat that up. Cece really wants to be an actress. She's only 16. Yeah.
Do it.
She did really well.
She's gonna be in Chaos, but I'm not gonna ruin the film yet. Cece is, I want to cast her in it, but she's gonna be like the opening kill. I'm just gonna say that right now.
I'm sure she'll
slasher. And I should send that to you probably if you have the time to read it.
It's yes, sure. Well, definitely have you on again because you're like, obviously one of the coolest people on earth and love horror films, and we want to support you in any way that we can. So,
appreciate that. I'm going to continue content. At this point, there is so much in the works. Just trust and believe. There's like so much. Like, I can't even, oh my God. I just want to keep creating and creating and creating horror films, like short films, and then even possibly flesh them out into features and do other stupid fun shit. Because personally, my love for horror doesn't even come from films. You know what I mean? And I'm more interested in the lore and like the, I guess, you know, like I'm a really big fan of Hereditary because of how true the film is to the lore of demonic possession. Like with the circle, the white chalk circle that you have to draw. And then Paimon is actually a demon in hell. Like the whole seven, like a lot of that's true and factual to the Bible. I really was interested in the Bible because of, you know, how it's real and biblical or whatever. I have a Bible right here actually, but the only chapter that I've read was Revelations about the end of the world.
Yeah.
I was young. I read that when I was 13, and my fucking my friend's mom, she was like a super Christian or whatever. She was like, why is your friend so weird? Like, why is he only read Revelations, and why does he like all this metal music and stuff? And my grandma, my step-grandma thought the same way. My mom told me I couldn't listen to metal music anymore in the house. It was terrible. Like, they thought I was like the dead and all that. Like, I'm not embracing it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. It's just, there, how does this stuff work? Like, what's going on in the underworld? Like, you know, maybe Satan's sexy and you guys are fucking weird. It was putting me off. And then my mom, she took it so far, she blocked BET. I was like, wow, it was bad.
That's on BET. I had like, a
terrible relationship.
That's like a Christian propaganda channel.
Is it really? Well, back in the day when they had fucking Ride by Sierra.
Yeah, they all propaganda. There's so much Christianity on BET.
Not back in the day when Roxy and them was on 106 and Park.
I mean, maybe not the music videos, but like everything that Tyler Perry turns out, all of those shows, of those have such heavy, like, candid Christian. That's surprising to me personally.
Okay, that's one movie I did. Tyler Perry.
Fucking Tyler Perry. I will not speak foully on Tyler Perry, though. I'm beyond that, because that is a Black man that is doing very well, so kudos to him. And he makes movies for us. So,
for who?
Not for me.
Not for me. Okay, for whoever, but, you know,
Do your thing, cuz. I don't know. I kind of hated that part of like how horror is perceived or horror fans, especially if you dress the part. You know what I mean? Like,
You must be
ignorant, terribly ignorant. Wait, what have you guys been up to besides, I guess, horror movie watching? Do you ever discuss that on this podcast?
Not really. I don't really do anything but watch. Go to work, watch movies.
Do you ever go to like horror cons or?
We don't really have horror cons in the vicinity. It's a lot more anime and comic book oriented around here.
Are you on any like horror Facebook groups or?
Facebook groups. I'm not on Facebook really anymore because I just get banned so often. That is not really, who knows? They banned me for something I posted like a year ago. And once I got banned for posting a picture of abortion pills. So
what?
Yeah, like they said I was trying to sell drugs, but it was a picture of abortion pills.
I'll delete the app.
They're embarrassing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not like trying to be on there. And then all the horror groups that I was a part of are kind of like too white male 80s stan oriented.
Oh, I thought, yeah, okay.
I'm a little old school type.
Aren't they all white male? Fuck. I get sick of that shit on Twitter. There's one on Facebook called like Woodsboro Film Club or something. It's obviously for Scream. I love that one. There's a few other ones that I'm in. I like Facebook. Well, the horror groups. I don't like Facebook.
Sucks.
I want to branch out to like Reddit and stuff. And I would like HorrorCon. I would like to go to one, but I don't have anybody to go with type shit.
There's one in Chicago. I'll pull the fuck up.
Well, I do have people to go with, but they're like, so I don't know any like diehard horror fans outside of my one friend, Brandon, but I don't see myself going.
By yourself. Same. I'm the same way.
By myself.
My family will usually go to those kind of things with me. No one else will go, but I wish we did have more horror-oriented things around here because we really only have like one horror store. And around Halloween, we do have this odd little market that pops up that has a bunch of like just horror movie and art from local artists that's horror-themed, which is really fun.
Really?
It's really cool. It was virtual this year, so.
Oh wow!
You can order online, and we only have one like horror store. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of like cool stuff. That's where I got my Tiffany keychain. Oh, wow. They have a Texas Chainsaw Massacre blanket. Yeah. That's where I got my Poltergeist shirt. Like they have a really good. But that's it really
inspired me because now I'm gonna venture to a lot of the horror stores in Chicago. Pretty sure they
do it.
I'm like 300% sure they exist.
Yeah.
Bookstores usually have them too.
Amount of money I'm gonna spend, child,
on horror merch.
Money well spent.
Yeah, okay. I want to meet new fans or friends. I don't know why I said fans. Sorry, I'm thinking about Nicki Minaj. I'm like typing in Nicki, and I was thinking about that scene from Scream when Jill was like, "I don't need fans, friends. Yeah, I need fans." Oh my god, not the liquor getting to me, but I want to meet more people like that, like horror type shit, like in person, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't know, I just want to live my life, have fucking fun, you know.
Hello,
we was having too much fun on here.
Clearly,
she said I had to shut this shit down. But what I was saying was. Tosh from Urban Legend.
Okay.
She's like me, like
Daniel Tosh.
Yeah, isn't it like Daniel Tosh?
isn't doesn't Danielle Harris play her? I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I just feel like her Tatum too. Like if you fuse her Tatum, I mean a little. Well, obviously, yeah, Brenda, because I am like sassy gay and black, but. Mix all of those girls together, and that's me. And I really like both of your shirts. I'm sorry. I want to meet people that have like the same interests, predominantly like horror films, and have fun. Because I'm moving to LA after I finish this lease. Definitely going to be on that in LA when I go there. Because I already have friends there, Wendy, and I wrote a film about her, Wendy the Witch, which is actually part one of the Death Wish trilogy, but it comes after Chaos. Because the stories just fit that way. And she loves horror and all that. She dressed up as Pinhead, like did the makeup and everything one year. She did the girl from Exorcist. And I love her. And she's really adventurous too. And like, I just like to meet people and stuff. So this has inspired me. I think I'm going to go to more horror cons and stuff like that. I meet a lot of folks. I meet Janine especially. Shout out to her. My bestie.
Cool. This was really fun. And then I just felt more like we should like vibe with you.
Bro, yeah, we can do that. Vibing, like...
I have work to do. But I'm going to watch movies while I do that work. So it's cool. Because I want to have fun tomorrow. I don't want to be doing all this tomorrow. Not like this. Oh, my God. This is fine.
No, no.
I feel
this is always fun. But, like, I also, this is also a lot sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure. This has been really fun.
The day my friend was over and I had to do some other Christmas-related shit, I was just drained. I was like, I just wanted to do this today. Literally. This is the only thing I wanted to do.
Christmas itself overwhelms me, like the whole idea of it, and maybe that's why I like Christmas horror so much, because it just kills the spirit.
I agree.
Like just so aggressively, and I need that. And that's
I feel like my eyes are super bulk like during like Christmas time. I don't know. I just feel like I'm just like
perpetually in a state of anxiety.
I swear to God, that's why I'm just like focused on the desserts and shit. That's all I'm there for. I don't feel like anything else. Fuck Santa.
Fuck Santa. And it's crazy because I agree with what you said, Ree. Like that's why I like Christmas horror too. When I got to college and they literally all would tell me, or not me, I mean like in school, like I remember my capture class professor, which was basically cinematography, she said films have to have a happy ending generally if you want to pitch it to like a producer or some shit. And then I had a professor named was Jennifer, her last name started with a P. She was my motion management class. Like, just what are these classes even called this shit for? But she told me, she said the same thing, and she was like, films, you want to have a happy ending and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay. It was just, that's tiring. But I think horror kind of breaks that, you know? And then I also find it interesting when I go to my professors and stuff at school, when I was in school. I'm like, hey, do you like horror movies? They're like, what? Or like, have you seen Halloween Kills? She'd be like, what the fuck? Halloween who? Michael what? No. But and like, I love these films too. So this is not me like ragging on like The Virgin Suicides or like Goodfellas. That is cinema. But like, I don't know. It's okay for people to appreciate both. One of my mentors and my editing professor, she told me, she was like kind of not nasty about it, and I respect that, and which is why I took her advice. And she told, like, literally saw The Vision, thankfully, when I was in school, and literally hired me. My first like big boy job was for Spike TV, and that was when I was 19, and I cut some reel for them for some reality TV show. I don't know. They paid me. The check was only like $300, and she told me, she was like, you know, you should stop watching all that horror. Like, she was like, just pause on it and branch out. And then I did. And that's when I fell in love with Martin Scorsese and like all that stuff. And horror, though, I don't know. It's so different. Like, there are none of those rules apply. Like, and it's still the most profitable genre in filmmaking. Like, you can make a horror film. Like, Halloween was made for, I think, what, $300,000 and made millions. That is horror. Like, I love the horror genre. Her genre even... defying, and I don't know why they hate her so much, like
because she's the most innovative and most
practical. Exactly.
I mean, there's even like horror elements in Martin Scorsese movies, like even like what is
Shutter Island?
Yeah, like what is that's horror? Like the even that's psych horror. Why is that a problem?
You know, they'll be on Twitter like it's a thriller or something.
Even like even things like Goodfellas. Yeah, to watch someone descend into madness is horrifying. Like,
no doubt.
Regardless of how it goes, like it's people just don't want to admit that they like horror. They just want to see it in a different way. That's why I think a lot of people gravitate towards like Lifetime movies or crime movies, or even like action, because it still has that brutality. But they feel like the brutality is for a cause or for the greater good or for the government, for all of that.
Yeah.
So it's more justifiable to them, I guess, on some level.
Yeah, that does make sense.
American people that eat
because
them.
Right, but then it's weird to me that people just can't. Well, I mean, it's not weird to me, but
yeah,
a lot of people can't see past some stuff to just grasp like the moral aspect of a film.
Right.
And then there's people that are like old heads or whatever that are always on Facebook, like oh, well, the older Chucky was better, like refuse to watch anything that's new or current. Like yeah. My grandfather would not watch their first Halloween 2018. He won't watch that shit, let alone Halloween Kills. Hell no. He'll be, he's one of those people. And there's a lot of them in the real world that just would be like, I will, haven't even watched it, haven't even, you know, like, and that, I don't know, because they just think it's, there's like a stigma that horror sequels especially just are absolute fucking trash, like, yeah. And that's not true, it's just not true, like, a lot of people hate on horror in general, especially slashers. No, we're going to dismiss all that tonight. Truthfully.
It's just wrong.
And Child's Play 2019 slanderers, lie. Count your fucking days.
literally, get out.
Playing with it no more. Especially on Facebook. Like, no. Because even horror fans hate on that. Like, no, I'm taking your badge tonight.
It's so modern. Not a barb, like, it's modern it horror is. For this generation. Perfectly captures, like,
thank you.
Technology, like physical terrors, the leather face of watermelon, right. Like thank there's you. So many good parts okay. of this. Y'all just hate fun.
These weird millennials, like these fucking, like they can't, I don't know, they hate on a lot of current horror, like modern horror. Like I have a friend who hates a lot of contemporary stuff, like Fear Street, and like I know I had my Fear Street hater moment, but whatever, no, yeah. Part two. And
you know, that's my favorite. I can't even look at part one. That should be... But whatever, like
I like contemporary horror, like I just don't see the issue that a lot of people have with it, you know what I mean? Like Tower's just talking about Child's Play 2019, that is a beautiful movie, like yes. Even horror fans, like on Facebook, the one of the horror groups I know, he like posts this thing all the time, it's like praising the old Chucky's comparison to what that one looks like. It's like, bro, yeah. Grow up, like what the, I don't fucking
it's different what? For a different audience,
right? What are you, like, fucking six, like, no old ass on Facebook hating on Chucky?
That would be, do people like, I really think about this, did the older generations get like upset as Scooby-Doo evolved? Like,
you know they did.
Did they? I watch every generation of Scooby-Doo and not give a fuck.
They did. Like, you remember that whole like discourse about Scrappy?
No, what, there's a problem, like, with Scrappy,
I guess, like wasn't it something about like his animation? Well, I think I might be thinking of Scoob. I'm sorry. Oh my god.
Oh, I'm the worst Scooby-Doo fan. Okay, I was like, terrible person. I was like, I've never heard about
it. You know,
but I also, wasn't Scrappy introduced in like the 80s? Did they were like really mad about that? Like,
was he really?
People mad that there was, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Did why would people you be care about the evolution of Scooby-Doo as it went on? It started in like, what, the 70s?
Why are you pissed off about a current animation style for go fucking to work? But you have a job too. I don't. That's how I felt about people slandering Chucky 2019. Like, go.
Where can you like? Where can you put it down? Like, it's
exactly it's you can't. Mine is the only thing is Chuckley's ugly. Like, he looks like, oh, and you're ugly. Like, I don't. What the fuck?
It's a doll. What? Show me an animatronic that's cute.
And then oh my god, you said that. Oh my god, wait.
I don't care. I said I like the way he looked. And it's a doll, and it's air. And I'm like, this is a doll. Imagine that it's painted. Like, this is a painted toy doll. This is not a doll becoming a human the way Charles Liu is. He doesn't have to move fluidly. He's literally a robot.
I agree. Exactly. No, for real. Period.
It's a glitching robot.
I agree. That's why he looks at, like, I don't know. And funny. It's, I thought it was cool. Like, that whole aspect of Chucky, like, we get that version of Chucky. Thank you. You know, like, exactly. That's so sweet to have. Like, people are close-minded and dumb.
Yeah.
I just don't know. And
that's honestly why I started a podcast, because I can say my opinions and only the people who I want to respond to.
Right? That's so fun. I need a podcast.
You can't touch me. You can't touch me.
Something so I could just talk about films. Like, really. And like that. Idle Hands, for example, shout out to her. Very underrated horror comedy masterpiece. And it's like the films that get a lot of praise, it's okay, but there's a lot. There's like a lot more. Okay, I'm like rolling another joint. Content to be appreciated from different countries. Like, I'm sick of y'all not. And it's so weird. Like, people on Twitter should be making these threads of like all these white ass films. Like, are you not embarrassed? Like, exactly. All of your fucking favorites include this crackery ass shit. and that you're only out here watching black films when it's popular, it's like Black Lives Matter is popular in media. Like, you're fucking annoying.
Or during February, because it's Black History. But then they only watch, like, The Fucking Help.
Right. Fucking loser. Rogue is a film about a killer croc, and I was trying to get everybody in the group chat to watch that.
Yeah,
like, you just don't want to listen. And I'm like, I'd be trying to put y'all on some fire shit.
I'll set down my carousel, so.
That's worth the watch.
No. It's a horrible movie about a killer carousel unicorn.
Yeah. What?
Killer carousel unicorn.
That's a movie? Some kid like does something to it, so it like gets off the carousel and starts to kill people.
What?
there's no more. And,
no, but there is more because there are like people like bronies, but they like unicorns, and there's one of those girls is like, and I'm pretty sure she like strips for this unicorn at some point.
As she should. I don't blame her. Unicorn and Cabin in the Woods. Cabin in the Woods really, 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 like, that's a movie you could watch over and over. Like, it does not get old. That's gonna be a timeless film. Like, and you remember when it first came out, I was a hater. I was such a hater. I was always calling that movie me it. But that's what timeless means. Like, only, and to be honest, my opinion don't mean shit. Nobody, like, the nigga outside across the street from my apartment don't mean shit. Art, the only thing that can tell the time of art, I said that backwards. Oh my God, it's the drink. It's time. I'm sorry.
Sorry, there was like a weird noise.
Only thing that could judge art is time, is what I was trying to say. And Cabin in the Woods is going to be timeless. Scream is timeless. Child's Play is timeless. Bride of Chucky.
Yeah,
sure.
Could watch the first.
You really had me make this fucking drink with champagne and liquor and said, come talk.
Oh, you trying to get lit.
I'm in this motherfucker.
The first time I ever did this was accidentally at work. These ladies left, like, they're called Violet 75s, and it's like creme de violet gin and champagne. Mm. And I was like, ooh, these are pretty. What is this? And I like chugged two of them. And my manager looks at me and he's like, well, have a good day. And he was like, you know what? You're lucky all we have is a wedding tonight, but you're not going to see me for the rest of the night. No, but I remember being at this wedding and apparently everyone complimented how nice the hostess was. So I was like,
wait, what do you do?
Well, that was my old job. I fucking only work at restaurants because of all there is to fucking do here. But
I was going to say wedding photographer too.
That was also something I did, but that wasn't my primary job.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm a photographer.
Oh, yeah, I know you are. Your photography is really good. And your trays. I'm going to shop with you. I want to us one.
Yes, we need to.
Oh my God, I have this one friend. He reviewed us and gave it 3 stars and said nothing special. What is your math for?
What?
Give me that location.
Went to film school with him. Literally fucking weirdo. False.
Nothing special.
Nothing special.
Okay.
They're waiting to have something to shit on Jordan Peele. Waiting Absolutely. For it. They're waiting for
and
it.
Nope
and it's making me
so
sick.
Hard that they're going to be even madder.
Period. No, us, in my opinion, is 300 times better than Get Out. And us.
Yeah.
I guess you can't really compare the films because one is like a slasher and one is like a psychological thriller. But
I feel like they're both psych.
I agree. Like, because us. Yeah, definitely. Because us is definitely really fucking. It plays with your head, especially at the end. I was like,
because it's like them causing him to snap, essentially, in my brain. Like,
and, oh my God, the end, the last scene of us when she's staring at her son and he's staring back at her and he realizes, I'm like, whoa, this quaking, like, and then it's like that fucking establishing shot or master shot of the whole city going crazy. I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. Like, come on. Eat it up.
And that's, I feel like, were the helicopters coming in another allusion to Nope? Because is that an Easter egg for Nope? Because if you look at the poster.
No. Oh, shit. Don't do this to me now.
I was so excited for this fucking film. Like, you were just fast forward to.
I'm going to have to rewatch Us tonight.
Damn.
Because what if Nope is connected? Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Stop. Because look at the poster for Nope.
Times later, like, if they form their own, fucking civilization in within a thing to get away from this.
What if
I don't think they would do that.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Imagine him tying it all back to Get Out. Iconic.
That would be lit.
Oscars across the board.
He'll be a legend. Like, he's already.
And he didn't even tell us it was a trilogy, and then he just becomes one. Like, fuck.
Bro.
Oh, God.
Solidified.
Kiki Palmer's in it too.
He's Kiki already legend. I'm telling you. Him and Michael Abels is going to be the new.
Oh, yeah. I fucked with Michael too.
No, like him, they're going to be on the. I mean, they already are on the level of Argento and Goblin, like, literally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say that.
That's a really good, like, yeah.
They're on that level already. Because those two just work so well together and just turn out, like, such good visuals along with the scores. And Jordan Peele and Michael, I both really do it.
Period. Like,
so good.
I love Jordan Peele. I like, oh my God, I'm about to butcher his name. I feel it on my tongue. I'm just going to... Roger,
Eggers. Is it Eggers?
Yeah, it's Eggers.
Or is that somebody else? Because I know
it's Eggers. He's done The Lighthouse and The Witch.
Yeah,
Robert Eggers.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really dope.
He's doing Nosferatu. I think that'll be really.
Is he?
Yeah, he's redoing Nosferatu. I think that's gonna be so fucking.
Yeah,
good.
That's gonna be a smash.
In his style, that's gonna.
Holy shit. Yeah. He's doing a remake?
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck. That's going to be really good. That's kind of dope. No, because he was...
Nosferatu are my favorites.
He was doing the Viking epic or whatever. I thought he was doing that after The Lighthouse. Or maybe he's still doing that. He had like a Viking horror film that he was going to do.
That's going to be so good. That reminds me of The Terror. Have you seen that?
I think no, I haven't. Terror. It's a Viking film.
It's a show actually that follows like sailors and the thing like legends of the sea and like mermaids and all those kind of things.
Oh, shit.
It's a horror show, and then the second season is Japanese. I can't remember when it is. I think it's during the war.
Uh-huh.
And it's like them and their like Japanese legends around like ghosts and stuff like that. It's really good.
Period. I'm gonna pack mine again. Yo, this fucking wedding cake. And I bought this thinking, like, I'm like, this is gonna be some weak ass. Whoa. I smell that shit. It, like, I let my friend hit it. He was like, what's this? I said, just smack the. His ass was tweaking.
What's this?
And he was like, I gotta wait a minute before I leave now. I'm like, oh, yeah, hi, bro. Okay. We sat and watched music videos. I'm still.
So
I'm like, sorry.
Oh, that was like the best time on Halloween.
Like, that's how I. Oh, what'd you say? High. Oh, yeah, right.
Like, what was it? It was Halloween and we were like, just like faded. And my friend's boyfriend plays this video and it's like, what? It's the song Mercury in Retrograde by Ghostman, but it's to the like spooky old cartoon like ghost thing. It was like the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Ew.
Like in that time,
I didn't even know that had that much of an impact.
Yeah, really.
That was a lit moment, but I was like,
I'm sorry, I had a good time.
It was lit.
That's funny. Oh,
I didn't know it was nice.
It was.
Oh, that's funny.
It's two different brands. It's lit. Like, you just going into detail of how it was great. Like, it's
he
lit.
Said, I didn't know. Man, I love those moments. Me. Oh, wow. One day, like, oh, wow. Ree, wait, so what do you want to do? Like, do you want to work on films? Or do you write?
I really honestly, like, straight up want to work in the marijuana industry. That's like,
period. Okay. Phil's got the bag now, right? Then did that before. Well, maybe not the marijuana industry, but supported it. Fuck.
I want to have my own smoke shop, have my own, like, brand of rolling papers, all that kind of shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's dope.
That's what I really want to do.
That sounds fun.
I definitely, like, if I could be a critic, that's really the only thing I would want to do in the industry.
Because it's really be a critic.
Like, because I actually fucking like horror movies.
Yeah, let me stop slandering critics.
Don't like horror movies.
No, they don't. Oh yeah, that makes sense. You should do that. Save us.
Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in to this hot box session, and thank you to Danny for chatting with us about his short film. And pretty much a little bit of everything. Can't wait to have them back. And we can't wait to see y'all next week. Hit us up on the socials as usual. And see y'all later.
Bye. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at Dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod. And on Instagram at dankdeadly_pond. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can email us at dank, the letter N, deadlychats@gmail.com.